Good morning. This is JT, and we are at another game. And suckage, suck, sucks. So, all right, now, normally I do the front nine and then drop off and play the back nine, give you a recap. So, we're going to mix it up for 2024 and play the first and do the back half and a recap. So, I don't have to splice these in. Save my audio editing so I can do it from my device instead of having to load everything to Adobe so I can get rid of that in the subscription. Alright, so what I'm doing now is trying to find 10. And I'll give you an update on how this is going. Do we have to walk back in the woods? Yes, we have to walk in the woods. Alright, so we are at Timbrook Park. And this is in, I can't remember where I'm looking. I think it's Lynchburg. I'm like 99% sure. Yeah, it's Lynchburg. So, all right, so we're in Lynchburg, Virginia. All right, it is December 31st, the last official day of 2023. And I was gonna do two courses yesterday, and I ended up only doing 1-9 and just using the berg on it. So we got one course in yesterday. I need three for the end of the year, which I'll explain here in a second in case you're not familiar with it. Let's go back to our scorecard. So I did one yesterday. It was up in down in Christianburg, Virginia, and it was 9 holes, so I just used the berg, the K1 soft, and which normally on nines I either do forehand only, or if it's a really short course or something fairly easy like that one, I just use the berg so I can get practice with it. I need to practice my forehand with it too. So it went well, all things considered. But so we got to do two today. We have to do two today, not an option. I was going to do one in Bedford, but I didn't like the reviews. So I trust the particular reviews in this case, just because they were all kind of shadowing each other and it didn't look like somebody just whining. So I come over to Lynchburg to hit Timbrook Park. Never played the course before. We are currently 9 holes in. We're currently standing on the tee pad on 7. Beautiful signage, beautiful trails, beautiful park, beautiful course. Great shot design, shorts. Not anything super long so far, but when this fills in, this must be just fantastic. So mid-year, once spring kicks in, this stuff starts green up, I'm definitely going to come back and play this one. It's only an hour from me, so it's easy to get to. So the reason I have to do two today is that will give me 250 courses in UDIS. Not games, courses. That means we played 250 different courses in 27 states since I began using UDISC and playing. I began playing disc golf in 2022. Specifically started using UDISC July 15th of 2022. Since that point to today, December 31st, 2023, I will have 250 courses today. 250 different courses in 27 states. And this particular game here is my 50th course just in Virginia. So there's a milestone just for this one here. So far I'm not doing so good. I got some bogeys. We did get a birdie. I made a beautiful shot on 6, parked it right next to the basket with a Roadrunner. But unfortunately I screwed up 4 and 5. I thought I screwed up 6, but it's a par 4, so we're going to be okay. So coming off the front 9, first ever playing here. Got my phone mounted to my cart here. All right, so we got par 1, par 2, par 3. Wait a minute, we parred 1, 2, 3, 2. We got a 3, we got a 3. The wood shot 3, 4. Oh, 4 is where I popped the tree. Yeah, okay, so that's right. So 4 is a bogey, 5 is a bogey, 6 was a birdie. Beautiful, beautiful shot with a Roadrunner. 7, par, 8, I didn't think was going to be a par. It should have been a 3 for me, but it wasn't. It was a 4, but it's a par 4. So I don't make the scores. I just play by them. And number 9 was a 3, and it was an easy 3. So even though I overshot the basket by like 40 feet. So now we're on 10. And enough of me rambling. Let's get to it. 180. Normally I would throw my Roach, but I took it out of my bag, I think. Do I have something else? I could probably do a rock. No, I took that out of my bag. Damn it. What the hell we got? All right. Let's throw the buzz. I need to beat on it anyways. We're going to do a buzz up 180. I'm just going to pull a lot out of it. So. All right, first throw on 10. Ooh, that's pretty. Got a nice tree kick, too. Guys are playing this. Alright, so we're gonna try to birdie this out. Alright, so try to put here. Try to put out and get a bird here. Bounced off the rim, popped out of the basket. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Just a little too weak with my putt. That's a three, by the way. Oh, that sucks. Where's this pad at? I don't know where I'm going here. So we got a three. No, we're not on 13. We're on 10. 10 is a 3. Damn it. That should have been a 2. Crap. Alright, where are we at here? So we gotta go turn this map around. So we gotta go right. Is there a trail here somewhere I'm just not seeing? Oh, here we go. It's a beautiful day though. So when I start, the temperature was 29 when I stepped on the one. So there's a layer of frost on everything here. I'm looking for our tea at the same time. I'm assuming we're going to have a water shot at some point. There's a big lake here. Oh, I remember this. I passed this course the other day. I still don't know where I'm going. I think I got to go right. Oh, I see a pad. This might be it. Okay. Like I said, I've never played the course, so. Oh, man, we do. We have a water shot. Man, it's beautiful out here. We're going to take a picture. All right, we're going to do a forehand with a roadrunner. I can see that coming. It's 250. So I can do halfway decent. Hopefully, I won't overthrow it this time. So, 11, 250. Got a roadrunner under my armpit here. Try to put y'all somewhere where you can hear me as I run my mouth. So, put y'all in front of the pad, even though technically you're going to be in the way. You'll roll away if I put you over here. So, alright, sorry, I'm just going to put you behind me. Let's turn you sideways. Alright. So I'm going to do a forehand on 11 using a roadrunner. If I shank this left, you're in the water, so you're swimming if you do that. So. Alright, here we go. There's a lot of wobble in that. That got nowhere. Arm was too high. The snap wasn't there. Damn, that's pretty. So, hang on, we need to get a picture. All right. So I screwed that one up. Forehands have been a problem. I mean, I'm confident with them that I can employ them even in tournaments. So I've made a lot of progress in my forearm, made a lot of good progress in my putting. My move here has really slowed my games down. Obviously, y'all know as I was traveling, I was able to play a lot more. I'm not practicing the way I should because I'm still trying to get caught up on everything. Bills and all the happy horse mess. Alright, so we're going to try to bird out here.
It's a long putt.
Park it, park it, park it. Oh, damn it. Rolled around too much on me. Ah, crap. We'll be all right. We should be able to three this out, though. Nice putt over there. Put y'all in the basket here. Trying to bar a par out. Not quite sure where I'm going yet. Hang on. Why am I? Oh, okay. Hang on. I'm on the wrong hole. I scored the wrong hole. Scored 13. We're not on 13. We're on 11. It jumped on me. All right, now we're going to 12. Okay. There we go. Assuming I'm heading in the right direction. Got some ice, got some mud, got some frost. I was playing yesterday and there was actually snow flurries. It wasn't, I don't consider that playing in the snow, but there was a lot of flurries while I was playing. So, but it was not enough to coat the ground, just enough to, once it hit the ground, it almost instantly melted. And with that, it makes everything wet and gross, kind of like it is out here. Once the sun gets kicking, all this frost is gonna be gone. So, I saw this basket. My day job brings me over to Bedford and Lynchburg quite a bit when I have appointments assigned over here. So I saw this particular basket from the road as I was passing. So it's kind of funny that this would be the course I picked for our 50th Virginia one. So, all right, so beautiful pads, beautiful signage. This is just a fantastic course. So, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Great course. All right, what are we gonna do? 200 feet, I got a new beast I need to beat on. This technically is too much disc for this, but I need to beat on this disc a little bit. So I'm just gonna line drive it and give it some wear in. So this is a new star beast. I'm aiming at the road behind the basket. Damn it. That sucked. I did not throw it right. I did not do that. Took way too much out of it. Kept my arm down. Was distracted by planetary alignments. Whatever that mess is. But that actually gave me a chance to practice my what I call forehand upshot with a berg. I use it for getting through trees or around trees or when I get my dumbass in the woods. Damn. So if y'all played 12 here, I came up super short on the left, so I got this green tree that doesn't lose its needles in the winter. So this is a forehand style practice shot that I don't do often. I'm gonna actually take it low and have to crouch it, get under this tree, and try to keep this thing from rolling away. Berg, second shot, 12. And I hit the tree anyways. Damn it. Oh, that's gonna suck. Release too late. I didn't pull through, so now I've got to do a tough putt here. Oh, no, you bastard. Damn it. There's no reason I should have missed that. And I overthrew it. And I missed it again. It chained out. I believe I'm going to take a frickin' 5 on this thing. You gotta be kidding me. 1, 2, 3, 4, a frickin' 5 on this. You have got to be shitting me. Oh my god, that sucks. Okay, even I know the game doesn't matter because it's not a tournament, but a 5 on this is absolutely moronic. And I understand I'm not throwing what I'm supposed to, what I would normally throw, but still. Bastard. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Shit. Oh, that sucks. God, 355, 13. Alright, let's see what we can do here. It's done and over with. We got a left to right crosswind. It's real light. I need to beat on this. I need to beat on this beast, but I do need to throw this wraith. I've got a wraith I need to beat on. I also got an undertaker I need to beat on. How's my wraith at? Sure. Alright, that's gonna bug me. I need to put my eyes on my wraith. Hang on for a second. Alright, there we are. Okay, it's here. Alright, good. Alright, I'm just gonna go ahead and throw the beast. Alright, 13, 355. Alright. Down. Ooh, damn it, almost ended up in the water. Should have gone further right. Pulled right on me, but hyzered a little bit too much at the release. So dive left on me. That's fine. Just keep playing. Ain't like I'm gonna end up, ain't like I'm gonna turn into a Paul Macbeth or anything. Too old for that chip. Started too late in the game. For you young people listening, if you have a desire to do something, you need to get off your ass and go do it. Because I'm 55. I think that's for someone to mention my age. But anyways, I'm 55. I started this too late. And I don't care what the fuck you're interested in. Start fucking doing it. Because when you get 50, 55, you're going to kick yourself in the ass for not pursuing something. I don't care if it's motorcycles, art, writing, whatever the fuck it is. Get off your ass and go do it. So, because you're damn sure going to regret it later on if you don't start something. I wish I would have started this a lot sooner. All right, I'm going to do a forehand buzz. I'm going to try to hook it around this corner and not go in the water. Oh, I think we hopped under the basket. That's a beautiful. That was well done, Norton. I think we're pretty close. But whatever you're in, I mean, if you want to draw, write, motocross, race cars, act, sing, play guitar, play, do whatever it is. Oh shit, we're running out of breath. Woo, damn, that's not good. Get off your ass and go do it. Because 50 years old creeps up on your ass pretty fucking quick. So. I gotta get a picture of this one. So. Damn, that was a nice upshot. Damn, that was pretty. So. Damn, that's pretty. That's a nice 3 right there. So, damn, that's nice. So, that should be 13, right? 13 or 14? All right, 14 is right there. 13. Yep, there's 3. All right, cool. We got potential to get some birdies here, but we're gonna need to rack up a couple if we're gonna save it, and ideally for the podcast. I mean, par is what I'm after. Get as close to par as possible. Really difficult courses, long ones, stay under plus 10. That's pretty much what I got set for myself. This is 160. I gotta throw. I took my damn Lunas out of my bag. I did that on purpose, by the way. I got a Matrix. That'll probably work. That's too much disc. Do I have? No, I took that out too. Damn it. I got an old school rock. 160. I could throw a putter, but I don't like throwing the Berg at this distance, but oh, how would it? I'm gonna throw the Berg. So why the hell not? Ain't like the game matters, right? Ain't like it's for points. All right, so let me get some mud off here. It's 160 on 14. There's no other pads here, by the way, so you've only got one pad placement. A true pro, high-end amateurs, high-end pros. Of course, it's probably gonna be a little easy for you, but for all of us mortals, it's a great course. So.
What the hell was that? Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's that buzz I got from the tournament. Okay, we're not throwing that. We're gonna throw a Berg. 160 using a Berg.
K1 soft, first throw on 14.
God almighty, I screwed that up. God, I was hyzering that like I was throwing a driver. Oh my God, did I screw that up. I had more than enough distance. Jesus. Don't ask me, ladies and gentlemen. I have no idea what I was thinking on that one. My arm, reminds me of that commercial with the little baby, the talking baby. And used the term shankopotamus. That's kind of what this felt like. So, that's why. We're playing disc golf. Throw two on 14. Long ass run here. Let's Jackie Chan this. Oh my God, we're gonna go in. Oh, damn it. Oh, it hit the freaking chains and bounced out. Oh my God, that was pretty. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it, that was pretty. For those of you that don't know what a Jackie Chan is, that is something specific to me. Earlier this year, I was playing a tournament in Georgia at a course called Lula. And I don't jump putt. It's extremely uncomfortable because I have some knee issues. It's uncomfortable, so early last year, I figured out a way to get around that by doing a more standing side stiff arm throw, and it replaces my the need for me to do a jump putt. And I just find the jump putt very uncomfortable. My knee doesn't like it. But I was at Georgia at Luna. This is 240. I was practicing. There was a tournament there, a very tough course. Absolutely did horrible. Got my ass totally handed to me out there. This course is way beyond my skill level. But had a good time anyways. But I was practicing. And if you're standing there, I'm trying to visualize this for y'all listening. So stand up straight. And look straight ahead wherever you're looking. Then take your head. I'm right-handed, so look to your right. And pretend there's a basket there, but keeping your chest forward so your head is looking over your right shoulder. And what I do is I stiff arm it. And I practice that with the Bergs and the Aviars and stuff like that. And sometimes the rock if there's a lot of woods. But it's very specific and it's for a distance. And that's what I was doing here. Well, when I was practicing at Georgia and Luna, and I had, during both those games, I had 3 par saves using that technique. And in the second game, I had 4 par saves using that technique. And, but I was practicing and one guy sitting there, he goes, dude, that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He goes, you look like Jackie Chan. So he goes, it looks like a karate move. So that's what I mean by Jackie Chan. So if you're standing upright, look straight ahead, chest, the head, your chin and your head line up with your chest. Pretend there's a basket to your right or your left. I don't traditionally do that technique to the left if I'm right-handed. So I'm right-handed. So when you're standing there, turn your head so that your chin is over your right shoulder and pretend there's a basket straight ahead. And then I extend my arm straight out to the basket and I do a stiff arm straight at the basket. And I can control that, do a control straight driving shot with an Aviar or a Berg, even a Rock, the old KC Pro Rock that I have. And I can usually keep that stiff arm, and that replaces a jump putt. So for me, anyways. Is it the best way to do it? No. But it's what I have to do to keep from aggravating this shit out of my knee. So, all right, so we're just going to do a Roadrunner 240. Actually, I probably should tow the Beast again because we need to beat on it, but I need to beat on this Undertaker too. I got a titanium Undertaker I picked up last week. Matter of fact, I picked it up here in Lynchburg. I'll have it lost throughout. We've got like a big retention pond here too. Thankfully, there's nothing in it. First throw on 15 using an Undertaker. Get up, get up. Don't hop too much. Oh, we hopped down the hill. Oh, that sucked. Didn't take that into consideration when I threw it. Could have gone more right. A little bit too much at the basket and I should have gone a little more. Ooh, it's getting muddy here. Beautiful little park there. Your family and stuff. It's a great old place to come hang out. Got Bolivar courts, horseshoe pits, beautiful benches, beautiful picnic tables. I'm going to put y'all outside a basket because I've got to come down the hill here. Hopefully I didn't bounce in the water. Oh no, I didn't. Damn, come close. You could overthrow this and end up in the water. So be careful. Alright, I'll put y'all here. We got some ice here, so I gotta be careful. I'm putting just with Bergs today, so let's see if we can't save a par here at least. Alrighty. So, three by the way. So, so I should cross that titanium. I got chunks of metal here. Alright, where am I going here? I don't know where I'm going here. Where I think I gotta walk. Where do I gotta go here? I think I have to walk past this building. Yes, I do. Okay. I can hear that crunching, but that's ice in the dirt here. Very friendly course, cart friendly. Can get a little slippery, so make sure you have good boots. If not, have good shoes. If not, just take it slow, plant your feet, and be alright. I know what I did wrong with this Undertaker. So we may try it again. And I'm going immediately from this one to another course. This sweater's gonna have to go. It's driving me crazy. I understand it's only 32 degrees, but it's a pain in the ass. So we're at 16, huh? Where's this basket? 255 should be. That's basket 9. Is that basket 9? Oh, it must be an old basket. Okay. Straight ahead. Okay. Alright. Alright, that's it. The number on this basket's wrong, it looks like. It looks like it says 9, but it's definitely not 9. UPS dismatches, and so does the sign here. So there's no pad here on 16, though. I think we're supposed to use the concrete here. Oh yeah, we are. Okay, we used a concrete pad right here. Okay. We're gonna try the Undertaker again. I'm gonna try to ante this one a little more.
Ooh, that was the right move.
Come on. Don't hop down there. Don't. Oh, jump down the damn hill again. Oh. Took too much out of it. Oh. Someday I'll remind myself of playing disc golf. Stop being so passive with everything. Well, yeah, watch the pros. They're very aggressive with a lot of their stuff. And they play smart. And I have a tendency, it's almost like, it's like 250. It's like, okay, 250, I can throw further than that. But then I always pull too much of it out. So right here, if I pull too much of it out, it dives left on me and goes down a damn hill. So, well, shit and crap. All right, now I gotta throw the hill. I'm just gonna try to toss it up and save it for you. Simple enough. Nice toss up, save the car. It was actually a course in Michigan where I missed one from like 4 feet away. I'm so pissed. Because I did the toss kind of like what I did there, except there was a lot of wind. And I literally grabbed it and lifted it. And it missed it. So I'm going to say I just missed it. I'm getting a new bag soon. I'm debating between the Heinberg? I don't know, the orange squash bag, but I'm thinking about going for a pound. I don't really need to use the cart anymore because I don't play as much as I did. I'll still keep it, but since I'm not traveling as much, I probably won't need it. So, all right, we're going to take a strike. I'm going to do a forehand. Oh, wait a minute. We got a 3 on 16. We're on 17. It's 270. I'm going to take a strike down that left side, try to get this thing to hook in. I've thrown this strike 300 with a forehand before, so let's see what we can do here. Get the turn over. Get out of the ditch. Ooh, hit a tree. Ooh, lucked out and hit a tree. That was not the right choice of this course. I know that what that one would do, but part of it is a bit lower, right? So should have just stuck with the Roadrunner and try to power it before. That's right. Live and learn, right? If I come here, well, no, I'll definitely come here and play more games, but I'll leave my card on 18 and take y'all with me. Take two bergs. I don't think I'll need much more than that. But I'll definitely come here and play more. Next time we'll play more normal, I guess is the term I want to use. All right, I hit the tree. Got to kick forward. Slid a little bit more than I thought it was going to, so that's fine. I'll take it. All right. Second throw on 17. Jackie Chan. Sit. Pretty. Got a 3. Another Jackie Chan putt with the K1 Berg. That's one I haven't got around to dying yet. So. And I have my favorite one, which is in my hand also. My yellow tie-dyed one. So. Oh my god, I almost missed that. That would have sucked. Especially at that distance. All right, 18. No birdies, but We have a chance to get one here. So what do we got? 165. Oh my God. These are really short ones. So I either do really well or I shake the piss out of them like I did earlier. So we're going to use a berg on this. There's no way around it. So I don't have anything else for this distance. Took all that out of my bag. I got a pound of freaking mud on my feet all of a sudden. All right, so I'm definitely not using a strike. Geez, now I'm trying to get this mud off my feet. All right, so 18. I'm about to wrap up this one. First throw on 18 using a berg. I'm just going to go straight at it. Oh, that's pretty. Go in. Oh, damn it. Right next to the basket. We got a bird. Oh, that was pretty. That was lined that little bit more aggressive, and we would have literally dropped that in the basket. We are 3 feet away from the basket. That's what I was trying to do on the previous shot. I'll take it any day of the week. So, awesome, awesome, awesome sauce. All the ice is going off the picnic tables. All the ice is going off here. So didn't take long to thaw up. Man, that was pretty. That was my favorite berg, my yellow tie-dyed berg. I changed my grip to a more of a driving grip. I tried to be more direct at it, and it paid off. I would have been a little bit more aggressive with power. I literally, when it lost power, we were dead center, heading for the basket, heading for the center of the basket and chains. It would have gone in if I just would have powered it a little bit more. So, all right, so we got us a bird on the very last hole. All right, let's walk over here, throw this crap in the car, and then we'll go hit another course. Oh, what a nice day. 10 o'clock, I have plenty of time to get home, do some housework. I got another fence to clean up. Awesome, man, that was nice. What a great way to end the game. All right, so we will, wait a minute, 14's not scored. What do we do on 14? All right, what was 14? 14 was the shankopotamus. We shanked it, threw it up, dropped it in. All right, so it was a 3. All right. So we got 2 birds. We got one on the front, one on the 9. First time ever playing the course. We will end up with a +2. We had a bogey on 4, bogey on 5, birdie on 6. We had a birdie on 18. We had a double bogey on 12. So really, 12 was the biggest pain in the ass. So, and that was, I mean, I know I was throwing the wrong disc and blah, all that other happy horse excuses, but even throwing the wrong disc, it shouldn't be that bad. We're going to rate this one. We're going to note great courses, advanced players. Might be a bit too easy. So. Advanced players. But a great course and well taken care of. Thank God for spell check, because so, I don't know what the hell I was doing there. So. Bit too easy, but a great course still. And well taken care of. We'll play this one again. All right, so we got our reviews done. All right, upkeep is fantastic. Shot variety and design is middle of the road. Tee areas are fantastic. I'm not gonna give it a 5 just because there are a couple that could use a little back leveling, because I like the back of the pad to be level with the ground, but that's just personal preference. Signage and wayfinding is fantastic. Amenities are fantastic because you have bathrooms and everything there. The views are great. We are gonna give this
4.5 stars. Course accuracy is spot on. And we are good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is... All right, so let's look at my profile here. We're in UDisc. So that is our December 31st. That is our 249th course. And
not a bad score. If I never play in the park, and being colder than hell when I first started out, I can do that. There's a lot of it. There's no reason why I shouldn't throw under par out here. So I definitely want to come back and play this one again. So, all right, we're going to go grab another one, and then I will come back, and we will listen to both of these today. So, appreciate y'all listening in. Fantastic course, as always. Good throw, good putt, bad putt. Sunny day, non-sunny day, cold day, rainy day, doesn't matter. Get out and play. The more you play, the better we get. Love you guys, love you gals. This is JT. I'm out here, but I'm going to be back because I'm heading to another one right after this.